This is the last episode I shall mention. There was a gas leak somewhere. The gas people, they may have been, they're probably our own chaps from the plant, dug up the front, dug a hole in the path, exposing the gas pipe. So we were told that they were going to disconnect the gas there. Whatever you do, turn off all the Bunsen burners, because we sometimes have Bunsen burners going here and there doing various things. Anyway, we turned, as we thought, turned them all off. But one had been left running, but nobody's noticed it. Anyway, the gas pipe was properly sawn through, a section taken out of it, chaps down this hole, and all of a sudden, a great scream ran through the whole building. And the scream was this pipe. The gas had continued burning in this Bunsen burner, and of course in doing so, air had been drawn in through the bottom, mixing with the gas that was already in the pipe, until an explosive mixture was made. And at that point, the Bunsen burner struck back down the pipe and promptly set fire to all the air-gas mixture in the whole of the pipes of the laboratory. And of course, this formed a rapid burning rather than explosion, but caused this great shriek to run through the whole building. We wondered what the hell it was. And of course, at the far end, down the hole, the building must have been, at that time, must have been best part of 50 or 60 years old. And all the muck and water and gubbins and soot and that which had collected in the pipes promptly blew out inside this hole and smothered these chaps in this absolutely stinking mixture of decayed gas pipes and things. And oh, did they come in and create? Anyway, that was another thing we had to try and explain, which wasn't very easy. It was a genuine accident, that one. There would have been just a tiny flame, must have been just in the corner somewhere, and it caused that kerfuffle.